Our day is filled with religious deception, even from those who are allegedly teaching holiness. The truth is, the semantic trickery that many pastors, teachers, etc. have been using for years enables them, with ease, to ambiguously state something and thereby mislead others regarding their true doctrine on salvation, grace, sin, holiness, etc. The most effective way, therefore, to smoke out such a deceiver like that is to bring up King David and Peter. Unless you do, such a person can easily slip by unnoticed. Note, from experience, we have learned guilty parties like to hide and reluctantly, if ever, answer the acid test question about King David. There should be no hesitation in answering. The acid test question to know a license for immorality is, did King David lose his salvation while in adultery and murder and before he repented? Yes or no? The biblical answer is yes, David did lose his salvation. Afterwards, he got saved again. If any person, even one who does believe salvation can be lost, says no, you can be sure he is speaking for the devil and spreading a license to sin, even though he will surely deny it. This cannot be overemphasized. If he answers yes, if he wouldn't have repented, he is teaching that King David retained his salvation while in that wickedness, and is also teaching a license for immorality. A righteous person dies spiritually before they die physically. Luke 15:24, James 5:19 and 20, etc. Be alert. They can be tricky and highly deceptive. If any ministry or congregation refrains from answering that question about King David, they are trying to hide their ungodly allowances for sin. For example, we have tried for years to get Ray Comfort to answer that simple but revealing question, and to this date, he has never answered us. It is not just the eternal security proponents like John MacArthur, Charles Stanley, John Piper, James White, Matt Slick, Bob George, Dave Hunt, June Hunt, Hank Hanegraaff, and many others who are teaching a license for immorality and distorting grace. Because this issue is connected with grace and salvation, this is of utmost importance. The King David question is very revealing and vital. To say King David did not lose his salvation is to teach indirectly that a person previously saved can turn away from God to that degree, like he did, and remain saved. That at least allows for adultery and murder and salvation all at the same time, which is biblically impossible, 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10, Revelation 21:8, etc. To say Peter didn't lose his salvation when he disowned Jesus is to also say a Christian can disown Jesus three times and fall away, yet retain his salvation. Again, that is not a Christian teaching. Matthew 10:33. Do you remember the important acid test question? Commit it to memory and use it often to smoke out opponents of the true gospel message and grace of God. Use the points about Peter, too. God bless you.